Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, March 4th, 2015 edition of The Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. An old SSL attack is making news again under the name of Freak. And what this is really about is that some browsers still support export grade ciphers. Now, these export grade ciphers, they actually came about late 90s, I believe, when some SSL ciphers were export restricted, and as a result, browsers and servers had to support some specifically weak ciphers that were allowed to be exported. These export controls have long since gone, and I think if you run any kind of SSL check, it would point it out pretty easily that your server supports one of these ciphers, and you definitely should not support any of these extremely weak SSL ciphers. Turns out that browsers, at least some browsers, still support these weak SSL ciphers. No real good reason for them to do that, and they really shouldn't do it. But overall, the impact of this vulnerability is very limited, because pretty much any SSL server that has any kind of security scan done on it does not support these export level ciphers. And in order to be vulnerable, both the browser and the server have to support the weak cipher. And if you're into reverse engineering, Malware Brad has a great blog about how the JavaScript obfuscation in the Sweet Orange exploit kit recently changed. With this change, some of the old tools, of course, that you may have no longer work, and Brad outlines how to still be able to deobfuscate the JavaScript that this exploit kit uses. This is, of course, just the next step in the ongoing arms race between reverse engineers and malware writers trying to obfuscate what a particular piece of JavaScript is doing. And Adaptive Mobile wrote up an interesting scam going around, and I actually have seen it myself earlier today with free gift cards that lead to malware. The promise here is a free $200 gift card from Amazon.com. Earlier, the one I saw was Walmart. And what you have to do in order to get the gift card first looks like, well, look at a lot of spam. So you have to click on various web pages. What ultimately happens is that you're being asked to download and install a game from the Google Play Store. This game, of course, turns out to be malware. Even if you don't install the game, well, in this case, and you actually never will get the gift card, but even if you don't install the game, you still create money for the attacker here, because you will click on various pages, answer various questions, interact with ads that are being displayed, and the attacker here is being paid per click. Once you do install the malware, it will then use your contact list in order to spam your contacts and entice them with the $20 gift card offer in order to get more people to click on ads. I've seen on Facebook, so it's very possible that this malware or variation of it also has a Facebook component. Adaptive Mobile called the malware Gazan. It doesn't have any antivirus recognition at the time when Adaptive Mobile wrote it up, so it's possible that other companies may have given it a different name. Now, a couple times the last few months, we talked about credentials being stolen from registrars and then being used to modify domains, typically to essentially deface the website that is being used by this domain. A few years back, actually, we had a diary about another technique that's a little bit more stealthy, where the attacker doesn't just modify your www record, but instead adds new records. And this is a technique that that's coming back. Tom Liston, I think, wrote it up back in the day. This technique, also called domain shadowing, is now used by the Angular exploit kit. What they're doing here is they're taking a legitimate domain and then they're adding new subdomains to it in order to deliver malware. This, of course, is less likely going to trigger any alerts because the domains look legit, and also the owner of the domain is less likely to figure out that anything went wrong because all the major services that the domain offers still work just fine. What you really need to do is you not only need to monitor the intentionally set up records for your domain, but you also need to make sure that nobody adds new records to your zone file. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.